local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
A little bit of an earlier welcome to Pensacola Right Now, 4:07 here on a Tuesday. Joe and Austin hanging out with you. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon each and every day, infotaining you on the way home, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. We do have a pretty busy first hour here, a couple of special interview segments today. Of course, a big story throughout the state of Florida is now that Florida high school athletes can make money off their name, image, and likeness. Coming up at 4:35, Brian Lester from the Navarre Press will join the program to discuss what that means here locally and the fallout from that. Just a few minutes from now, we will have Davis Wood on with the Scambia County Public Safety announcement coming by way of the beach flag system change. So we'll get the details on that here coming up in just a couple of minutes from now. We will start off, as we always do, with today's top three stories. Attorney General Merrick Garland in the hot seat today as Republicans are pushing him to release audio tapes of President Biden's interview with the DOJ.
Jack Smith was the principal player in the IRS targeting of the Tea Party, and yet you appointed him to prosecute the former president of the United States who happens to be running against your boss.
And, of course, also Republicans going over the accusations of weaponizing the DOJ against Donald Trump. GOP lawmakers weighing whether to hold Garland in contempt for refusing to turn over the tapes about President Biden's handling of classified material. Of course, this all came out of the report from special counsel Robert Hur, who said he would not prosecute Biden because a jury might view him as sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with poor memory. Israel estimates a third of the hostages kidnapped by Hamas in the October 7th attack are dead. We talked about this a little bit yesterday after the reports that four more hostages had been found dead in Gaza. Hamas took about 250 people hostage on the October 7th attack, killing more than 1,200. More than 100 were returned home in a ceasefire deal back in November. That leaves around 80 still alive, according to Israeli government leaders today. Also, the president taking executive action to temporarily shut down the southern border when the number of migrant crossings surges. It would allow border authorities to turn away migrants seeking asylum who cross between legal ports of entry.
We came to a clear bipartisan deal. It was the strongest border security agreement in decades. But then Republicans in Congress, not all, but walked away from it. Why? Because Donald Trump told them to.
And the restriction would kick in once daily border crossings hit 2,500. Border authorities have recently been apprehending around 4,000 migrants unlawfully crossing the border. The order would not block trade, travel, or entry by migrants presenting themselves lawfully for asylum at ports of entry. 4:10 here at News Radio Pensacola. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Austin, really quickly, I know we were a little bit in between 4:05 and 4:15, so really quickly we'll ask anything happening on the roadways right now.
Yeah, just some congestion on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, nothing out of the ordinary.
All right, very good. And weather right now, mix of sun and clouds, 85 degrees. And we'll get more here coming up here in a few minutes. We'll go to the phone line right now, bring on Davis Wood. He is the public information spokesman for Escambia County. And Davis, welcome back to the program, sir. How are you today?
Joe, doing well. Appreciate you having me on, as always.
Oh, absolutely. We love talking to you, especially when we've got stuff we need to talk about. And today there was an update on the beach flag system over at Pensacola Beach, of course. Right now, as we get into the height of tourism season, already busy time out there at the beach. So what are visitors and residents going to notice differently when they're coming out there, when they see the flags?
Well, so there's not a major update that's going to be happening, other than if you see two red flags flying at Pensacola Beach or if you're at Perdido Key, that means that we have completely closed off the Gulf and you are not to swim or wade. So if you see a red flag in the past, that has meant the same thing. However, to stay in consistency with our partners over at Navarre Beach or in Orange Beach, South Walton, or really, frankly, anywhere around the state of Florida, they all fly a red flag, but you could still go in the water. Just understand that there is a higher risk for rip currents and severe chop. So it may not be the safest situation to go swimming or wading, but you can still go in the water if you so choose. Just understand that there is that added inherent risk. So previously you weren't able to go in the water, but now you can. And if it's a double red flag, you cannot.
Okay, so again, if you missed that here, so red flag, one red flag means, hey, you're entering the Gulf, very dangerous situation, recommended to not go in. The double red flag is no-go, beaches are closed to swimmers. So that is the update there. And again, that is in alignment with essentially all of the other communities and agencies throughout the state of Florida. Davis, while we have you on, also wanted to check in. Of course, one of the changes out at the beach this year has been the addition of lifeguards out at Perdido Key. There's a tower at Public Access 2, and we've got roving lifeguards at 1, 3, and 4. So since they have been out there, Any noticeable changes? People staying a lot safer out there?
Well, so far everything's going really well, and we wanted to stay that way. We have now entered into our busy summer months. The beaches are starting to get more crowded. I know last weekend the weather wasn't so favorable, but this weekend's looking to be favorable for beach weather. And so far things have remained well, and we're looking forward to it hopefully staying that way.
All right, very good. And I suppose, Davis, because I'm allotted one time a year that I can ask you about Tampa Rays baseball. So we got the Marlins right now. So what's the story with the Rays? We're flirting with 500 right now.
The Rays are a very inconsistent, confusing team. But hopefully that changes next week when I'm in Atlanta and they're taking on the Atlanta Braves.
There you go.
So, you know, the Rays, very up and down. They started the year down, then they go up, and then they went down, and then they went sort of up, and then they went down again against the Baltimore Orioles, losing 2 out of 3 in that series. So, yeah, we've been teetering around 500 all throughout the year. We were playing super well to where we're about 3 games above 500. We're starting to get into a rhythm, and then we get swept against Boston. If I'm remembering correctly, it was at home. It just wasn't ideal. So, trying to get back in the consistency. Hopefully we can get a little bit more consistent, especially as we get a little closer to the All-Star break, you know, hit the reset button around 500 and hopefully go on a nice run in the second half. But maybe I will bring that spark of good luck when I go to Atlanta next week and watch them play.
Well, we talked with Scotland Williams, the Scambia County meteorologist, and she relayed that she was going through some life-changing news. She's going to be getting married soon. I understand that your life is going to be changing here somewhat soon, right?
That is correct. I am very excited to announce that my wife, Amanda, we are expecting our first child. It'll be a little boy named Brooks. Oh. And getting ready to take on this very exciting life of fatherhood. It's somewhat scary, but you know what? I'm more than excited to take on this challenge. So very excited. My wife and I are both through the roof, so happy. And thank you for asking.
Absolutely.
I know I've been sharing it with anyone I could share it with.
She didn't approve the name Arozarena. That wasn't an option.
It didn't really ring off the tongue, you know? It just too many syllables, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Davis, that's awesome, man. Congratulations. And I've got a one-year-old at the home, and there is a whole other level of love that exists deep within your soul that you will just realize and understand the moment you see him. And it is just the most awesome thing. So very excited for you.
Thank you. I can't wait to be there.
Absolutely. All right, Davis, we'll let you go on that. Like to finish off on a good foot there, so we appreciate the time and always appreciate what you do for the county and for the citizens. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. I'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Texter, by the way, saying go Yanks. So I think that was directed at Davis there. Ooh, with the AL ouch. East rivalry. Davis Wood joining us here on the hotline here, Pensacola, right now. Update on the roads and weather, Austin?
Well, let's see. Starting with our sponsor for this one, it's brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service, now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. today before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. All right, still got some minor issues on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Outside of that, though, there's not a lot going on here early.
All right, very good. And we've got Alan with the forecast updates.
Skies tonight will be partly cloudy with overnight lows in the 70s. Only a small chance an isolated shower pops up. Rain chance on Wednesday is 30%, highs upper 80s. Thursday, the rain chance jumps to 60%, but a look ahead to the weekend shows most likely dry weather. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. A couple of other local headlines here today. An update on that now deadly shooting from yesterday. A 16-year-old girl killed in that shooting yesterday afternoon in Montclair. Deputies have three persons of interest wanted for questioning only right now. They are 16-year-old Glenn Janes and 18-year-olds Michael Falotter and Zane Cook. They're asking anybody with information to contact the sheriff's office or Crime Stoppers. Also today, deputies charging a 24-year-old Pensacola man with the death of his father, Jalen Prude, arrested yesterday afternoon. Investigators say Monday morning two men arrived to the home on Oak Knoll Lane to install a new air conditioning unit. They went inside through the back door, found the victim dead in the living room. Deputies say they found two shell casings on the floor. Big day at Pensacola International Airport today, with construction starting on the third of four planned ST engineering hangars, part of Project Titan.
Our aviation, aerospace, and defense industry is our number two economic driver. So there's a lot of demand for these jobs in MRO and A&P mechanics, and we're really excited for the opportunities that they will bring here in Pensacola.
That is Jason Mahone with the Florida Department of Commerce. The massive maintenance, repair, and overhaul complex that will, when it's all said and done, have four hangars, expected to generate close to 2,000 jobs when fully complete. Also, a partnership between ST Engineering and Pensacola State College will create a maintenance technician training academy. They hope to begin enrollments for that in the fall. 420, we'll take a break there. Coming back, state and national news on Pensacola right now.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in, with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us this Friday as we detail what's going on in your city parks and resource centers.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see. Still got some minor backups on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Same can be said if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway approaching the Highway 87 area. Then it's going to be Caroline Street traveling over Blackwater River coming into downtown Milton. All of those areas typically give us issues. Outside of that, though, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Just a tiny small chance for an isolated shower as we head through tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy and overnight lows will be in the 70s. Heading through the day on Wednesday, we've got sort of a mix of sun and clouds, similar weather, 30% chance for a pop-up shower or storm. Thursday, that rain chance goes up to 60%, but the weekend most likely looks dry. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News First Warning Forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. A lot happening in the state of Florida today. Governor DeSantis says in the event of a strong hurricane, Florida is ready to respond. He adds that individual Floridians have a role to play, including making a plan and having a supply kit ready to go.
This has changed over the years. At first, they said maybe have a couple days. You know, now we recommend having 7 days worth of food and supplies for your family.
1 week ready. Also, he says know your evacuation zone, which is different from a flood zone. And keep in mind, you don't necessarily have to drive hundreds of miles away. You can often simply go to higher ground in another part of your county.
And a suspended Miami-Dade commissioner is trying to become the county's next top cop, Joe Martinez.
Law enforcement,
you can play it.
Republican, proud of it, should not be about Republican, Democrats, independents, or politics whatsoever. It has to be about defending the public.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. That was my bad. Joe Martinez says that he will run for sheriff this upcoming election. Martinez made the announcement after appearing in court for felony corruption charges earlier today. That's always a good precedent. The case is in connection to allegations that Martinez accepted payments from a business owner while serving on the commission. The former police lieutenant believes the investigation is politically motivated since he considers himself a top candidate for the law enforcement position.
You know, listen, I realize that there's a lot of people out there that would think and say that Escambia and Santa Rosa counties are the inner circle of hell when it comes to politicians being either shady and or doing illegal things. But so just so we're clear on this, we have a former commissioner who is facing felony corruption charges, leaving a hearing in the courtroom saying, "Hey, I'm running to be your next sheriff."
Yeah, so, I just think it's
I don't think we've quite gotten to that level yet here. The FHSAA Board of Directors voting unanimously to approve a money-making NIL policy for high school athletes.
It is not something that is going to be written in stone in perpetuity. We can go back to the bylaw repeatedly and tweak it with whatever we see would be appropriate.
The board began working on the policy in February, held two workshops prior to the vote today. Florida now the 36th state to adopt NIL language that will allow high school student athletes to profit off of name, image, and likeness.
And a state Supreme Court is hearing arguments in a potential class action lawsuit against the University of Florida because of a campus shutdown during COVID. Attorney Mark...
That a contract existed between him and the university, and the university breached their duty under the contract, this case is going nowhere.
Actually, I think you played that at a perfect time because I was about to hesitate on this.
That's
man's
why
name.
I played it, because I was like, oh, that's where it is.
Attorney Mark Eiglersh?
Yeah, I think so.
Sure. He thinks the suit seeking refunds of fees will be dismissed. He says that UF is protected by sovereign immunity, a legal concept protecting government agencies from liability. This suit is one of numerous similar cases filed in Florida and across the country.
Also, another license-free freshwater fishing weekend this Saturday and Sunday. And as always, all other rules such as seasons, bag, and size limits do still apply. Quick look at our national headlines today. Opening statements took place in Hunter Biden's federal gun case. 12 jurors, 4 alternates were selected and seated yesterday. The president's son is accused of illegally buying and possessing a gun while being addicted to drugs back in 2018.
And a new murder charge expected to be filed against the alleged Gilgo Beach serial killer this week. Rex Hewerman, or Hewerman, was arrested last July in death of 4 women whose remains were found more than a decade ago on Long Island. Reports say that the latest charge comes after investigators returned to search his home last month and after police searched other areas.
Dangerous heat wave hitting parts of the country this week. California, Arizona, southern Nevada could all see record-setting temps, while Texas is seeing record highs today in different parts of the state. An excessive heat warning is in effect for California Central Valley as well. Temperatures possible up to 108 degrees.
And Wall Street closing slightly higher today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 140 points to 38,711. The S&P 500 added nearly 8 points to 5,291. And the NASDAQ rose 28 points to 16,857.
All right, almost 4:30 on the nose. Fox News update is coming up. Your money now as well. When we return, we're going to check in with Brian Lester from the Navarre Press. Dialed in and a local and college athletic scene and big story throughout the state of Florida today is high school athletes can now profit off of their name, image, and likeness. And within hours, a couple of big Florida wide receiver prospects already announcing a deal with a pretty big company. So we'll check in with Brian, see what that means for our local athletes here coming back.
News. I'm Deborah Valentine. The number of migrant crossings at the U.S. southern border now limited under an executive order signed this afternoon by President Biden.
Today I'm announcing actions to bar migrants who cross our southern border unlawfully from receiving asylum.
The order shutting down asylum requests at 2,500 a day, but doesn't limit child crossings. Reaction from Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. The Kentucky Republican thinks problems at the southern border have been caused by the president's policies.
All of this crisis goes right back to when the president was first sworn in.
President Biden and Senate Democrats argue Republicans have contributed to the problem at the U.S. southern border by refusing to pass immigration reform or border security bills. They believe Republicans have blocked these efforts to aid former President Trump's chances of reelection. Courts adjourned for the day in the federal gun trial of first son Hunter Biden. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. They've been talking about it for several weeks, and now Intel and Apollo Global Management have agreed to form a joint venture in connection with the chipmaker's semiconductor facility in Ireland. Apollo will lead an $11 billion investment for a 49% equity stake in that Fab 34 facility, as it's known. CrowdStrike's quarterly results out after today's market close slightly topped expectations on both the top and bottom lines. The cybersecurity technology company says the great majority of the revenue brought in was subscription revenue. In response, CrowdStrike shares are up 6.5% in after-hours trading. In the regular Tuesday session, trading action was somewhat muted, but stocks did manage slim gains. The Dow Industrials moved up 140 points. The S&P 500 edged up 8, and the Nasdaq Composite tacked on 28. U.S. oil prices declined again. July crude slid 1.3% to $73.25 a barrel. That's your money now.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, one, two, three.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955. 800-721-3955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Welcome back to the show. We have a really great show today because the great Roseanne Barr will be joining us in just a moment. Right now, go to preborn.com/Knowles. This June marks 2 years since the overturn of Roe v. Wade, but did you know that the number of abortions actually increased the following year? In 2023, the number of abortions reached its highest level since 2012. The reason for that is the abortion bill now accounts for up to 64% of all abortions, making it much, much easier. Thankfully, Preborn's network of clinics continues to stand strong for women in crisis and at-risk babies. Preborn is a ministry of compassion that showers women and babies with God's love, providing free ultrasounds to mothers with unplanned pregnancies to introduce them to the precious life growing inside them. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears the baby's heartbeat, she is twice as likely to choose life. How can you help? By donating $28, you can sponsor an ultrasound for a mother in need. These ultrasounds could be the difference between life and death. Please join the fight against abortion by sponsoring 1, 2, 3, or more ultrasounds. If you have the means, for $5,000, you can sponsor Preborn's entire network for a day. Whatever gift you give will go toward saving lives. All gifts are tax deductible. Donate now by dialing #250, say keyword baby. That's #250, keyword baby. Or go to preborn.com/Knowles, preborn.com/Knowles.
Dr. Fauci,
he made it to Capitol Hill. I will not go through the seemingly inter.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 when guests from Florida Power & Light will be on the show discussing programs and resources available to its customers, from recent rate reductions and storm preparedness efforts to tips on how to save energy and other community initiatives. The experts will discuss FPNL's commitment to their customers and our community.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Very, very heavy rain here at the radio station. As a matter of fact, I believe our building is even out of power right now.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 4:35 here, we'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at traffic here, just still a bit more of the same. Traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile, still pretty backed up. Same with Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And Caroline Street, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Skies tonight will be partly cloudy with overnight lows in the 70s. Only a small chance an isolated shower pops up. Rain chance on Wednesday is 30%, highs upper 80s. Thursday, the rain chance jumps to 60%, but a look ahead to the weekend shows most likely dry weather. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you, Alan. 437 here in News Radio Pensacola. Joining us on the phone right now, Brian Lester, sports reporter for the Navarre Press. Austin, I like having Brian on for a couple of reasons. Obviously, number one, he's dialed in with local high school and college sports and right. Very topical today. But he's also a big Chicago Bears fan, just like I am.
So I'm outnumbered officially.
Nice. Yes, but you know, if I didn't think that you would just turn off our mics, we could just do a deep dive on Bears minicamp that started today. Brian, I think you'd be okay with that?
Yeah, that would be cool if you want to.
Yeah, well, let's go into the NIL. That was the, of course, the big story of the day here around the state of Florida. Already, we have seen just hours after the announcement that it was unanimously approved today, as we've had some couple at least that we know of already in South Florida, 4- and 5-star wide receiver prospects announcing NIL deals with some big companies. So your thoughts as we now enter this realm where high school athletes can make money off their name, image, and likeness. Of course, Florida's not the first. It won't be the last to do it. But what do you foresee as, you know, you look ahead? What does that look like in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties?
You know, I think for our area, I mean, I feel like there are going to be some athletes, you know, from each school, you know, that have the opportunity to get some pretty good deals and, you know, make it a decent amount of money for being a high school athlete. You know, there's certainly quality athletes and, you know, a lot of the schools in Santa Rosa and Escambia counties, and I mean, certainly, you know, often 3-, 4-, 5-star athletes at times. So those guys are going to get that chance to make some money. But I also think, like, a lot of the kids that maybe aren't as big, you know, maybe not as big of a name in the area, or, you know, a potential Division I athlete, I feel like maybe some of those kids are going to get creative with ways to, you know, do NIL deals, make it through social media, Instagram, TikTok, things like that, and just find some different ways to get their name out there more and make some money. So I think we're going to see some creativity at some point. I mean, obviously there's going to be some problems with this from a recruiting aspect. You know, schools are going to find a way to get around it. People tied to schools are going to find a way to get around this. So that's going to be, there's going to be some problems, but I also think there's going to be some opportunities there for kids to maybe make some money and, you know, learn about being a business person at the same time.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest questions that I think, you know, coaches and just everybody would have would be about enforcing this. And, of course, there's a scene in one of the later episodes and seasons of Friday Night Lights where Buddy Garrity takes Coach Taylor to an empty field with a mailbox. And they're like, hey, this is a mailbox that Dillon High School has used for years to register kids to play for them. And so I just wonder if who's policing this and how is it being handled? I mean, is this schools just turning in other schools, like kind of like the Wild Wild West? Like, what does the FHSAA have to say about that sort of thing when it comes to enforcing the rules that they've spent now months planning and implementing?
You know, Craig Damon, the executive director, he talked to me about the fact that, you know, they're going to send out some educational stuff to schools and the do's and don'ts. And as far as trying to police it, I mean, even he admitted it's not going to be an easy thing to do because Florida's a big state. There's a lot of big-time schools in the state, a lot of big-time athletes. And, you know, he knows it's going to be a concern, especially with the transfer opportunities kids have. So he's worried about the recruiting aspect and how NIL is maybe used to lure some kids into there to transfer to another school. But, you know, he admitted there's going to be some negative impacts and some unintended consequences, and they're just going to try to tweak it as they go. And I think someone at the meeting today mentioned, you know, nothing's set in stone with this. They can always go back and adapt and adjust and change some things up. But I just think it's going to be really tough to police unless schools are turning each other in about recruiting violations with NIL. It's just going to be nearly impossible to police, and it's probably going to be kind of the Wild West for a while in some places in Florida.
Yeah, and Brian, what I also wanted to ask you, because I know one of the things that you've talked about on social media, and the two are related but not really, is that, okay, we have NIL now for athletes, but we also have the governor has come out and said, hey, our football coaches aren't getting paid nearly enough. We see a lot of them, including some of local coaches who have moved to Georgia where they can get a lot higher pay. And so you are going to have some situations, maybe not here, I could be wrong on that, but you will have situations where you have high school athletes that are making more than their coaches are.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely going to be a handful of kids that probably get to that point, especially in this area, considering Pensacola's history of producing great athletes and Northwest Florida in general. But, you know, I get it. I get the coach's frustration on this. You know, I totally understand, you know, they want to be paid better anyway, but now this in the mix, you don't want the athlete making more than you, because now that could lead to some bigger problems between the two. You know, because the kid could have an attitude and be like, you know, why do I got to listen to you? And I'm making this kind of money. So that could be a big problem. But, you know, in the end, it's up to the state to pay the coaches more. And the problem with that is, you know, you got to have the money in your budget to pay those coaches more. And, you know, and plus, if you pay the coaches, you got to pay all the teachers more in general, because, I mean, teachers are underpaid in the state anyway. So there's a lot to it. I mean, I hope the coaches do get more money out of this in the long run, but obviously that's going to be probably not going to happen right away. And we're probably going to see some situations where the athletes are better off than the coach in some respects as far as money goes. And, you know, that could lead to some more problems. But I guess we'll see in time, a couple of years, and how it all plays out.
All right, well, good stuff there, Brian. We appreciate the time this afternoon, and we'll certainly catch up with you as we get closer to the start of the high school football season, all right?
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Again, that's Brian Lester. He's from the Navarre Press, talking about the now new regulations that allow Florida high school athletes to profit off of name, image, and likeness. 4:45 is the time right on the nose. Austin has another check of the roads and weather.
And it's a bit more of the previous checks of the roads and weather. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile still has some minor congestion as we typically see at this time. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound. If you're passing the Windhaven Beach area, we got some there, but you're going to experience the worst wave of it if you continue westbound and are approaching Highway 87. And then we've got Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River heading into downtown Milton.
Skies tonight will be partly cloudy with overnight lows in the 70s. Only a small chance an isolated shower pops up. Rain chance on Wednesday is 30%, highs upper 80s. Thursday, the rain chance jumps to 60%, but a look ahead to the weekend shows most likely dry weather. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. We've reached the lightning round. Austin, what's happening in sports today?
Well, the Celtics look like they're getting back star center Kristaps Porzingis. It'll be a big help in the finals. We've got one game televised in the MLB tonight, Twins at Yankees. That's going to be at 6:05 on TBS. San Diego Padres infielder Takupita Marsano has received a lifetime ban for betting on games, and he, like, sucked at gambling, it seemed. Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, has pleaded guilty to federal bank and tax fraud charges. And we had C.D. Lamb still holding out for that big deal, joining the wide receiver club.
Nobody was happier about the Justin Jefferson deal than he was.
Yeah, because, I mean, the ESPN even talked about their similar stats.
Very similar. Mm-hmm. Also, Christian McCaffrey getting a reworked two-year extension that keeps him at the top of the running back market, $19 million average over the next couple of years. Very exciting game on ESPN this afternoon.
Yes.
It was the double elimination round, Florida and Oklahoma Oklahoma winning with a walk-off home run in the bottom of the eighth inning. So that one went extras. So Florida, I think, eliminated now as Oklahoma moves on.
Yeah, 12 hits to Florida's four, yet only won by one run. So that was they had to squeak that one out.
Speaking of NIL, UWF this week announced a new partnership that'll provide student-athletes with NIL opportunities through Influxer. They are a licensed vendor for the university already, and they're going to be hosting an NIL merchandise store for all athletes that opt in. The store allows people to get officially licensed gear with names and numbers of the favorite athletes. So that's a pretty cool opportunity there for UWF athletes. Health, business, and science notes today. Big one here on the social media platform X, especially a warning to parents, is that X does now allow for adult content with some restrictions. According to its updated policies, users may share consensually produced and distributed adult nudity or sexual behavior, provided it's properly labeled and not prominently displayed. Musk says it's a legitimate form of artistic expression. So just something else on the cell phones that parents have to look out for.
Yeah, that slope won't get slippery at all. Russia reportedly using AI disinformation campaigns to target the 2024 Paris Olympics. A Microsoft Threat Analysis Center report claims Russian influence actors have been trying to take down the International Olympic Committee's reputation by planting fears about violence at the upcoming games. They're using fake photos, videos, and articles.
First trailer out for the latest film in the Alien franchise, that's Alien Romulus, follows a group of young people on a distant world that finds themselves in a conflict with the most dangerous life form in the universe. It hits theaters August 16th.
And tonight's Mega Millions jackpot, one of the largest in the lottery game's history. The top prize is an estimated $560 million after no one matched the winning numbers in Friday's drawing. The jackpot is the ninth largest indie games over two-decade history. No one has won the Mega Millions jackpot since a single ticket in New Jersey won over $1.1 billion on March 26th.
All right, 4:50, we'll take a break there. Recapping our top stories, wacky stories, and good news next.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Stewart with the University of West Florida. Since 1969, UWF has offered graduate programs to provide expanded education and training for professionals in Northwest Florida. Join members of the UWF Graduate School on the Pensacola Expert Panel as they discuss graduate programs at UWF and the resources provided to prospective students. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator, whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about the District 4 County Commissioner Forum that was held recently. Walker Wilson, Ashley Hoffberger, and Buck Mitchell talking about, from the Republican side, talking about their views on things like impact fees and concurrency. Also talked about a mom who says that she would never return the cart at the grocery store because it risks putting her kids in danger when she's put them in the car. And, of course, talked to Sheriff Chip Simmons about a variety of matters. All those podcasts you can catch on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Winding down on a busy hour number one here on Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in on this Tuesday. Earlier on, right off the top, we talked to Davis Wood, Escambia County Public Information, as there's going to be, or there is now, a change to the beach flag system out at Pensacola Beach and Perdido Key as well. Really, the only notable change is with red flags. So historically here, anyway, a single red flag means that the beaches are closed to swimming. Now a red flag will indicate a high hazard, but while you are allowed in the water, you are encouraged to not swim. A double red flag indicates that the beaches are closed to swimming. Main reason for that is because beaches surrounding Pensacola Beach, Santa Rosa County down the road, Walton, and then Orange Beach, and then throughout Florida use that flag system. And so really just an effort to be uniform throughout the state of Florida in how we keep track of letting people know, hey, this is the condition of the Gulf right now. So that was in the earlier part of the show. And then last segment we had Brian Lester from the Navarre Press. Of course, another big story throughout Florida is that high school athletes can now profit off of their name, image, and likeness. We'll replay Brian at 6:35 this afternoon, or you can check it out on the podcast page, newsradio923.com. Recapping our top stories today, Attorney General Merrick Garland on the hot seat in Capitol Hill. Republicans pushing him to release audio tapes of the president's interview with the DOJ. And as they continue to weigh whether to hold Garland in contempt for refusing to turn over those tapes, Israel estimates a third of the hostages kidnapped by Hamas are dead. This after four hostages were confirmed dead yesterday in Gaza. And President Biden taking executive action now to temporarily shut down the southern border when the number of migrant crossings surges. It kicks in once daily border crossings hit 2,500. Border authorities have recently been apprehending around 4,000 migrants unlawfully crossing the border per day. 4:55, final check of the roads and weather, Austin.
Well, still minor backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Maybe a little bit if you are, let's see, traveling on North Davis towards where it meets Scenic Highway to go over the bridge towards Pace, right in front of UWF. We got some backups there, but it's very minor. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, still giving you its typical backup. Same can be said for Caroline Street. That's if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Skies tonight will be partly cloudy with overnight lows in the 70s. Only a small chance an isolated shower pops up. Rain chance on Wednesday is 30%, highs upper 80s. Thursday, the rain chance jumps to 60%, but a look ahead to the weekend shows most likely dry weather. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, Austin, we do have a pair of tickets to give away today.
Yes, we do. It's another pair of tickets for Rent. We advertised this yesterday when we were giving them away. It's set in the East Village of New York City in the grungy early 1990s. It's about falling in love, finding your voice, living for today.
I mean, that's your life motto right there.
Absolutely. Another one of mine is that this includes strong language and adult themes, so not suitable for everyone, but going to be at Pensacola Little Theater from June 7th to the 23rd.
Texter had the idea to give the tickets away because, you know, we like to, you know, okay, text us a word that, you know, has to do with it or just the right name of the show. I'm not familiar with Rent, so I had to look this up to confirm that this is actually, you know, included in one of the songs. But apparently one of the songs is just people mooing at each other back and forth. Not mooning, but mooing.
Like mooing, moo, like yes. A cow, yeah.
So go ahead and just moo us. You can text us at 850-437-1620. You could include a GIF of a cow mooing. We'll just pick out the best moo that we see here in the last couple of minutes to give those tickets away. So that's Pensacola Little Theater. What are the dates again?
June 7th to the 23rd.
All right, very good. Looking at some wackier stories in the headlines today. In Indiana, police say a 39-year-old man was arrested after he stole a beer delivery truck with the ambitious plan of selling the booze inside to pay off his drug debts.
Mm.
Yes. Bo Burchell was able to successfully steal the truck and spent hours dismantling the security systems and GPS devices. Unfortunately, you'd also have to hide the vehicles from being spotted, and that was where his trouble came into play. He was not able to do that. Police found the delivery truck in a field, and Bo was found under a nearby bush.
Very nice. Very smart, too.
A great plan. The execution, not so much.
Absolutely. And if you're looking for a fun road trip this summer, a new attraction just opened in the small town of Williams, Arizona on Route 66. It's the world's largest dino feces museum. Yeah, you heard that right. The term for fossilized dinosaur droppings is coprolite. They've got around 8,000 pieces in their collection, including the largest ever found. It's a 2-foot-long beauty that they think belonged to a T-Rex. I didn't write that, by the way. I don't know if I'd call that a beauty, but
well, I mean, of course, the natural
beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Right. So. The natural place I go to is Jeff Goldblum in the movie Jurassic Park when he goes up to the massive dino droppings. That's where I went.
Golly.
Police in Martin County, Florida, say a man was half naked and intentionally drove his car through the front door of the county jail. 40-year-old Joseph Leedy then got out of the car, threw rubber snakes and cell phones into the lobby. Things got a little more serious when he poured motor oil onto the car and around himself, threatening to light himself on fire. He was quoted as saying, "The devil told me to kill as many people as possible." Also talked about his hatred of Donald Trump. Thankfully, nobody was injured.
I'm not a sinner. I don't think the devil's really taking time to say, "Hey, man, you ever seen that Donald Trump guy?" I'm not a fan of him either. But I don't know. Whatever. Some good news here. Well, kind of good news. Kind of wacky. Police say a woman believed to be dead was found alive at a Nebraska funeral home. Mm. Authorities responded to Boothrus Mazer and Love Funeral Home in Lincoln yesterday morning. After 74-year-old Constance Glantz was discovered to be alive and still breathing, officials say she was declared dead earlier yesterday morning at a nursing home in Waverly, and the incident is under investigation. She was taken to a hospital, and her family was notified.
All right. actor Jonathan Tucker is being called a hero for reportedly saving a family from a home invasion near his home in L.A. He called 911 Sunday night after seeing a stranger walk into his neighbor's home. Tucker then brought a young girl, an infant, and their mother out of the house into safety. Police arrived and arrested a man who is now on a mental health hold. Tucker, known for his roles in the TV series Kingdom and the movies The Ruins and Hostage. So, well done. Good job out of him. All right, that'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 coming up next. We're back in about 10 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola right now.